This Get Made?
Hey everybody, it's time for a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Boy oh boy, your submissions for t-shirts have been absolutely amazing. Seriously, there are some really good ones. One or two really bad ones, but I'm going to focus on the 99% that are awesome. And you will never know how low your ego will sink when you see someone draw a character of yourself. I've learned that firsthand. But if you'd like to submit your own designs, you can do so at the How Did This Get Made forum on earwolf.com. It's just that simple. There will be prizes. I don't know what those prizes will be, but you'll get something cool. I guarantee it. Also, if you're in LA, tomorrow night, that's right, Tuesday. It's tonight. Tuesday, February 7th. Buy a ticket. Come out, see us live. We're doing Birdemic with Weird Al Yankovic. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, you've missed out, but you aren't going to miss out for too long because it's going to be here online for you to get. But Largo, Los Angeles, buy a ticket, 8:30, February 7th. All right, here we go. A movie that changed the world. That's right. A movie that brought to us a phrase, drop that zero, get with a hero. I'm talking about the 1991 Vanilla Ice classic, Cool as Ice. That's right, a movie that when it opened in theaters, came in on its first weekend in 14th place. That's in 1991. It didn't even miss the top 10. It missed it by a lot. The director has disowned it, but it is honestly, I can say this, hands down, a movie that you need to watch. It is currently on Netflix Instant, and it will blow your mind. It's trippy, it's weird, and it's a musical motorcycle movie. Take a listen to the trailer.
Their values are from the 50s. Their homes are from the 60s. And their music is from the 70s.
Well, let's start chasing.
So are we having fun yet or what?
But now, this sleepy little town is about to become cool as ice.
Drop it.
Drop that zero and get with the hero.
You are the girl for me.
See you later, Dick.
It's Nick.
Nick.
I'll leave you never.
Sometimes I'd like to do something really well just because I never have.
You ain't true to yourself, and you ain't true to nobody.
Your love can take me higher.
I want you to stay away from him.
He's not what you think he is. My brother's been kidnapped.
What we want, Jim, is a little collection on an old IOU. You're the I, and we're the you.
You're all wrong. He didn't do anything.
Come on, get on.
How can you know that, Catherine?
I trust him, Dad.
Vanilla Ice is going to take an uncool world.
I'm the teacher, man, you're the
and chill it to the bone.
Well, I hope you like being a biker chick, because you're not going to see me or my car again. Imagine that.
From Universal Pictures, Cool as Ice.
I mean, come on. Come the fuck on. You cannot beat that trailer. That is the best trailer I've ever heard. All right, some film facts for you. The disapproving father in the movie is played by Michael Gross from Family Ties. The movie also has a cameo from Naomi Campbell. Not an acting cameo, a singing cameo. The original role of the girlfriend was offered to Academy Award winner Gwyneth Paltrow. She turned it down because her father, Bruce Paltrow, forbade her from accepting it due to the script's sexual content. Yeah, Vanilla Ice gets in a girl's bed and feeds her ice against her will. Pretty rapey, but actually, Vanilla Ice pulls it off. And that brings up a very interesting point, which is Vanilla Ice is going to be with us in studio to talk about this movie. Yes, you did not hear that wrong. Vanilla Ice is going to talk to us about Cool as Ice. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be even better than great because I'm recording this after we've done it, and I sat down with Vanilla Ice, so I know what he's going to say. So you'll be happy. All right, now we've been doing these extended episodes, just kind of interacting with everybody. If you have a question, I'm saying put it up on Facebook and I'll try to answer them. A lot of the questions here are telling me, why haven't you, this is not a question, it's more of a statement, why haven't you reviewed Splice yet? I don't know. For some reason, I feel like that movie might be good. Convince me otherwise. Start a comment thread on our Facebook page or Earwolf page. Tell me why we should review Splice. I'm up for it. I just don't know. I'm not convinced yet. A lot of people ask, Josh Zimmer goes, what gave you the idea to start our podcast about these types of films? Actually, it started really organically. Jason Mantzoukas, June, and I were all sitting around talking about a movie called Wall Street 2. And I was railing on this movie, and Jason's like, that should be a podcast. And I was like, well, you should do it with me. And June's like, yeah. And we all did it, and that's how it started. I guess it's not a funny story, but it's a story nonetheless. Rich Baker asks, who would be the cast and crew of your favorite bad movie? I don't know if I have any crew members that would be in my favorite bad movie. Yeah, I have this one grip that I like from The Wicker Man that I'd really like to get in there. No, I don't know. If we could have anyone in studio, I think it would have to be Travolta. Travolta, I would love to talk a little bit about Battlefield Earth, and then I would really want to get into From Paris with Love, which is going to come up on this show. It has to. It's so good. Let's see. What else? Everyone asked me a lot of questions. What's my favorite Prince movie? That's easy. Wild Hogs. Can we have Adam Scott back? Sure, but let's not go back into the well. We're only 30 episodes in. We'll get Adam Scott back eventually. A lot of Adam Scott questions. So Adam Scott, if you're listening, you have a lot of fans who are our fans here. What's my favorite Nick Cage movie of all time? Man, that is a very good question. I feel like it has to be Bad Cop 2 or Bad Lieutenant 2, Port of Call, New Orleans. Because that movie is everything you want from a Nicolas Cage movie. It's watchable, it's insane, and it's interesting, and there's kind of some good acting in it, kind of. I mean, it's everything you want. It's a whole movie. It's good. It is good. I'm not going to go back on that. It's a good movie. It's my favorite Nick Cage movie. Will we come and do a live episode in New York? Yeah, we will, eventually. I don't know when. I don't know why I'm so confrontational to you, Krista, but we will. Let's see. When will we do Tiptoes? Soon enough. All right. And, somebody recommended that we do an Expendables with the entire cast of the Expendables. If you know them, send them our way. And let's see. I'll do a final question here. All right. 2012. Why don't you do 2012? That's from Jake Weiss. Because it's too boring. I respect you all way too much to do 2012. That's not fun for anyone, not even to watch as a goof. That's like going like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we put this like matchstick in our dicks or labias? Ladies, I'm not going to discriminate between that. It's not fun. It doesn't even sound like a good idea. I don't want to watch 2012, and I'm not going to put you through that. And I apologize for saying labias. All right. You should put up a list of movies that you guys plan on doing so we, the audience, stop suggesting them. Anthony Rodriguez. Well, Anthony, that takes out all the fun, doesn't it? Right now, you're living in a circle of who knows what. But maybe actually that is a good idea as I think about it. But maybe we'll change our mind. But I just want to let you guys know I am reading all your questions. I'm looking at all your t-shirt designs. I thank you for all of them. And convince me to watch Splice. Do that on the How Did This Get Made forum on earwolf.com. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, get as cool as ice. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on Netflix. There's no reason for you not to be prepared for this movie. Because you know what? When you don't watch this movie, you're not only letting down me, you're letting down Vanilla Ice. All right, thanks so much, guys. See you next week.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.